From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Both sides of the Senate Ag Committee leadership have now shared their visions for the next farm bill. Chad Smith has more on the legislation's progress.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman have now both offered outlines of the farm bill for consideration. Joby Young, the Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about key provisions in the proposals.
What we're seeing in the proposals that are coming out from all of our leaders on the Ag Committee that's important to us at Farm Bureau and certainly across the ag world is the broad recognition that the ag provisions of the farm bill do need some updates, like looking at our ag programs and updating pieces of that to meet the economic changes we've seen over the last few years. The value of crop insurance and finding ways to improve and expand crop insurance are some of the commonalities.
Bozeman and Stabenow's overviews do have key differences, though.
Some key differences that are going to define the debate going forward are primarily in places like the nutrition title and what the proposals are that the different leaders have. You know, another piece is what the conservation programs look like going forward. They've made a lot of progress in the last few months moving closer together on conservation, but there's still a little bit of pencil sharpening left to go to have some final agreement on that piece.
Young says the proposals are an important step. More progress needs to be made.
Well, what we're hoping for is now that Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman both have proposals out there that are summaries, that we'll see bill text and we'll see a markup scheduled, and they'll take what they put here in sort of outline format and memorialize it and formalize it into bill text so they can go and have a hearing and have a markup and pass a farm bill on the Senate side.
Go to FB.org to keep up with the latest farm bill developments. Chad Smith, Washington.
The next step in the Kansas Water Plan. More on that when we come back.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
A series of important meetings are taking place across the state to implement the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. The meetings will allow people to share their thoughts on regional water needs, priorities and recommendations for funding, policy changes, ways to improve state capacity and water management, the effectiveness of programs, and measurable goals and timelines. Join the local consult workshop in your area, held throughout June, to be part of the implementation. Explore the scenic beauty and rich agricultural heritage of Louisiana with Kansas Farm Bureau in October, the 14th through the 18th. Tour highlights include diverse farms, ranches, and nurseries, a sugarcane mill, a rum tasting session, an alligator farm, a Tabasco factory, and airboat rides through the lush bayous and swamps. Secure your spot today by visiting www.kfb.org/travel. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Wheat harvest is just around the corner for many in Kansas. The transformation of fields from vivid green to a beautiful gold have occurred, and now we wait for the wheat to ripen. While wheat harvest only happens during a few weeks every June for my family, the preparations and movements for this time of the year are like a familiar dance. It is cultural, and it is a shared multi-generational affair. My small community of Inman has a rich history centered around wheat harvest. A sign welcoming visitors identifies Inman as the custom harvesting capital of America. Many local families, who can trace their roots back to Eastern Europe, the area where the wheat many of us raise originated from, have had custom harvesting operations for generations. Just like the rich German Mennonite influence in our community, wheat harvest truly is a major part of the town's present identity as well as its history. This year's harvest will be a little more special, as we will celebrate the 150th anniversary of the first harvest of Turkey Red winter wheat in Kansas. That wheat was brought to the area by Mennonite immigrants from Eastern Europe and remains an ancestor to the varieties of wheat we harvest every year to this day.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.